The New York City Off-Track Betting Corporation is headed for Chapter 9 bankruptcy. Governor Patterson issued an executive order yesterday clearing the way for reorganization, saying he didn't have much choice.
This is the only way that we feel that OTB can preserve its diversities and at the same time be a viable part of New York State's racing industry. This is an unprecedented move. This is a necessary move.
What drove New York City OTB to bankruptcy, and what would a reorganized betting corporation look like? WNYC's Ilya Maritz has been following this story, and he's with me now. So, Ilya, first, maybe we need to do a little flow chart. This is New York City OTB, right? And yet last year, the city kind of offloaded NYC OTB into Albany.
That's right. NYC OTB has been running deficits for several years. Last summer, Mayor Bloomberg said he was ready to walk away, shut it down. Governor Patterson stepped in and said, we can't let OTB die. Let's try to fix it. 1 year later, here we are.
Yesterday, Governor Patterson, you know, issued that order to allow NYC OTB to file Chapter 9 bankruptcy. What exactly does that mean?
Chapter 9 is the section of the federal bankruptcy code created for municipalities to reorganize their finances. So right off the bat, there's a legal question about whether OTB meets that qualification. One law professor I spoke with told me he thought the move was at the very least open to challenge. Now, the governor didn't give a lot of specifics on how the bankruptcy will proceed. He did say he wanted NYC OTB to be freed from so-called hold captive provisions under which it, for example, had to make payments to Yonkers Racetrack, even though Yonkers was under renovation for 18 months and didn't run any races. That part sounds like a no-brainer. The governor also made a commitment to protect existing employee benefits, and that's a promise, he said. NYC OTB's chairman said he would like creditors to be repaid 100 cents on the dollar or close to it. So we didn't hear a whole lot about, you know, where the give back is.
Well, you know, if that's right, who are the winners and losers in this thing?
Well, someone does always lose in a bankruptcy proceeding. I spoke with Bennett Liebman, an Albany law professor who's also big into horse racing. He expects the racetracks and the breeders' funds to get a lot of the money that they're owed. Some of them gave quotes for the governor's press release. Creditors who could do badly, he said, might be the landlords at OTB's 60-odd betting parlors. They have long-term leases. If there's a legal challenge, Liebman says, that this Albany law professor, that's where it may come from.
Now, before you go, you know, a lot of people are wondering, how can OTB be insolvent? I mean, it takes in $1 billion a year.
This is such a hotly debated topic. I was at a hearing on NYC OTB's future last week. Everybody was looking backwards, pointing fingers. One factor, of course, is just declining interest in horse racing. There's also the distribution formula by which NYC OTB makes payments to the state, the city, and the racetracks and the breeders' funds. These are set by statute, and they've been consuming more and more of the corporation's declining revenues. Lastly, NYC OTB's critics would say it's not the most efficiently run organization. An audit by the state comptroller last month found 55 presidents, vice presidents, and other executive-level employees. The organization looks very top-heavy to some. In the end, you can read this story about the failure. You can read this as a story about the failure of government, the mayor, the governor, the legislature, to reform a government-run business, a business that takes in about $1 billion a year, as you say.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ilya.
Thanks, Satirius.
WNYC's Ilya Maritz.